The president has spoken at length about his concerns and responsibilities as commander-in-chief during the war in Iraq and the subsequent occupation and reconstruction, but the Bush administration has been difficult to pin down on what the past 12 months have cost the American people. So on this anniversary of the war in Iraq, what is the bottom line? How do you tabulate the cost of war? Lauren Thompson is chief operating officer of the Lexington Institute, a strategic think tank in Washington. He joins us in the studio to help us understand the numbers. Thanks for being with us.
Sure.
Now, what are the best estimates of what the war has cost the U.S. As the war versus the occupation, reconstruction?
It's difficult to break out the individual categories of military activity because, of course, the same troops that are policing the country would also be involved in a firefight and in many cases would also be involved in reconstruction. It looks like the overall cost of the entire military campaign to date is about $110 billion.
How do you figure out what the costs are? Where do you go for that information?
Well, we're into what the Romans might have called mare incognitum here, unknown ocean. Before the war began, there were a series of fairly precise calculations that were done by the Congressional Budget Office to project what the specific cost of stages in the military operation would be. And they were pretty reliable based on past experience and the expected plan as to how the campaign would be executed. What's gone wrong here is, first of all, that we decided in the heat of battle or under the press of circumstances to wage the war differently from our traditional campaigns. In some ways, that reduced the cost. In some ways, it raised it. But then, secondly, we encountered this dynamic element of an insurgency. That was not part of the plan, and it forces us to keep our people in the theater much longer than was anticipated. Secretary Rumsfeld originally said he didn't expect the war to go beyond 6 months. In one sense, he was right. In another, he's been way wrong. You know, we should set aside the issue of what this is costing us in monetary terms. We live in an $11 trillion economy. If you add up all the costs associated with the military operation to date, they amount to less than 4 days of economic activity in the United States. That's not the issue. The issue is, what are we getting for the money, and will it be a net benefit or a net disadvantage to us as a country in the long run?
What do you think we are getting for our money?
What we thought we would get for the cost of this military operation was a democracy in Iraq that was no longer a threat to its neighbors and was a potential source of stability and progress in the Middle East. In fact, as of today, what we're getting is the assurance that there are no weapons of mass destruction there, but a great deal of uncertainty as to the future fate of the country.
What about the human cost? We haven't talked about that. More than 570 U.S. soldiers have been killed since the war began, more than 3,200 wounded. Do you think the Pentagon had sort of factored in these kinds of human losses? Did they expect to lose this many people?
I think probably psychologically the administration was prepared to incur far greater losses. As of today, we've incurred somewhat less than 600 American deaths. That compares with over 50,000 deaths in Korea or in Vietnam. So from a historical perspective, the losses have been relatively low. On the other hand, if you think the war wasn't necessary, it's tragedy on a vast scale.
Lauren Thompson is chief operating officer of the Lexington Institute, a strategic think tank in Washington. He joined us in our studios, and thank you very much for doing this.
Hey, good to be here.